It's time for everyone's favorite podcast on the web. Pivot off the wall. Where you get the best sports talk and info in New York.
You lollygag the ball around the infield. You lollygag your way down to first. You lollygag in and out of the dugout. You know what that makes you. Larry.
Lollygag.
Lollygaggers. What's our record, Larry?
8-16.
8-16. How'd we ever win 8?
It's a miracle.
This is a simple game. You throw the ball. You hit the ball. You catch the ball. You got it!
It's an all-new Off the Wall on YesNetwork.com.
Hey, everybody. Joe Oriam here doing the Pinstripe Podcast on YesNetwork.com. We're talking Yankees ALDS third game here against Minnesota. And first, right off the bat, I've got Jerome Pryceler. Jerome, what have you seen from the Yankees so far? What do you like about this team? And, you know, what do you expect to see in tonight's game?
Well, you know, obviously everybody saw the September swoon and wondered if they'd be able to flip the switch. We'd seen that with the 2000 Yanks, and obviously this was a very different team. Nobody knew if they would do it. And here they are, and they went and they did it, playing like gangbusters. The pitching has been superb. Pettit answered whatever questions some may have had about him, not myself. We see them. We've seen crisp baseball, and what I expect tonight is a pretty good chance that there'll be champagne flowing in the Yankee clubhouse.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. You know, Phil Hughes is on the mound. He's had his ups and downs this season, but he's going up against Brian Dunsing, who has had his major troubles against the Yankees. What do you think about the starting pitching matchup?
I agree with you. I think that I think that even if Hughes struggles in this game at all and gives up 3-4 runs, the Yanks are apt to score that off Dunsing. And I really see with a chance to really just close out the series tonight at home, Yankee Stadium, set up their pitching. Even if Hughes gives up a few runs, I think the Yanks are really gonna do the job tonight.
All right, now Bill, what do you think about what the Yankees have done so far? I mean, what has really popped out at you in this series?
Mark Teixeira with that long home run the other night, unbelievable, and everybody's been hitting. Posada came through with a big double the other night. We were down losing the game, and all of a sudden, boom, hits a home run, Mark Teixeira, and we win the game 7-4. Andy pitched good the other night, and I hope Phil Hughes goes out and does the same tonight.
You know, that has been the difference in the series right now, timely hitting. The Yankees have come up in big spots. You know, they've gotten a lot of guys on base. Let's bottom line it, and they haven't come up in big spots, but most of the time, they've come through in this series so far, and the Minnesota Twins have not. Just let me go to Jerome. Jerome, what do you think about that?
That surprised me. I think earlier on, actually, you and I had spoken back in May or June, and I think I told you at the time that the team I felt would be the hardest matchup would be the Twins in the five-game division series, and I felt that right up until the end here. I'm completely surprised at the way the Twins have been shut down. They've gotten decent enough pitching. I think in the end, Sabathia and Pettit and the Yankee bullpen have made the difference. The Yankee bullpen held up, whereas the Twins bullpen didn't. And again, I think it was really, really key in the second game in Minnesota when Gardner gets on base, ends up stealing a couple of bases and scores. That was something the Yankees hadn't been doing in September. That gave Mariano an extra run there in a second day of work. And I think that was really indicative of how the Yankees are playing right now and what the Twins aren't doing.
You know, and even with that game one win, you know, we're talking about Mariano Rivera being on the mound. You know, he kind of lucked out because he only had to throw one pitch after Golson clearly made that catch and they called it a base hit. And then, you know, that could have, against Homey, that could have been an 8-9 pitch at bat if he doesn't hit the home run. Could have, you know, really hurt Mariano's chances of coming in the next night, but he only has that one pitch and he's out. So Mo has been spectacular so far this year. After everybody thought, you know, Mo was, you know, on the decline at the end of the year, I don't understand how people still, you know, doubt what Mariano Rivera does in the postseason. Bill, what do you think about what Mo's done so far?
Mariano Rivera is one of the greatest relief pitchers of all time, and he's done a great job in these past two games. And he had another great season also. So I feel we swept them last year 3 in a row. So I feel tonight we'll do the same thing. Get ready for Texas next week, win the pennant, get into the World Series again, and play the Phillies.
All right, so it seems like I called the sweep before the series. I thought the Yankees were going to win in 3, and I think they're going to win it tonight. I think we're all in agreement that, you know, by night's end, we're going to see some champagne popping in the Yankees dugout. But, Jerome, I want to finish it off with you now. I just want to ask you real quick, looking at the other series, you know, the Yankees, I feel like they're going to win one of these games with Sabathia at least going on the mound tomorrow night if Hughes doesn't do the job tonight. But in the Rangers-Rays series, do you think that series is over? And if so, what do you think the Yankees' chances are of beating a Rangers team that they obviously didn't want to see in this first round?
I do think the Rangers-Rays series is over. What's most surprised me about that series is the way that the Rays collapsed. The mood in their dugout totally surprised me. They were down, they were defeated, and they really seemed in complete disarray. I don't think they're going to recover from that. I think I just want to make one point, and that is to contrast that to what happened when the Yanks get the bad call on the Golson supposed non-catch, and here's Rivera having to face Jim Tomey, one of the greatest hitters of our time, a guy who could have put up 2 runs in a heartbeat. So I think it really, you can compare and contrast how the Yankees reacted to that and to what we're seeing with the Rays. In what I think is a very likely 7-game series with the Rangers, Cliff Lee is going to be formidable. On the other hand, 7 games is different from 3 games, 5 games, I should say. And I'm not going to make any predictions. I think it's going to be a tough series. I think it's going to be a great series. I would rather have personally seen the Yanks against Texas than against Florida, with Tampa having home field advantage. Because despite the series, they do play very well in their own house, and they play very well against the Yankees.
And yeah, just to make my final point here, you mentioned that Jim Tomey has been one of the premier home run hitters of this generation. But Jim Tomey, even as good as he's been this year, is not the Jim Tomey that he was 5-10 years ago. And really, I think that's the difference between a Minnesota team that has Justin Morneau in a spot like that and a Minnesota team that doesn't have Justin Morneau in a spot like that. That's a big deal that Justin Morneau is not on this postseason roster and that he's hurt. I mean, that's 2 years in a row that he hasn't been in this lineup to face the Yankees. And I still think Joe Mauer's hurt too, so that makes it double trouble right there.
I agree. If you want to draw an analogy, imagine if as much as I respect and enjoy Lance Berkman, imagine if Lance Berkman was our the Yankees' number 3 or number 4 hitter. I would make a comparison between Berkman and Tomey at this point in their careers. I realize Tomey's had a better year, but Berkman has taken a while to recover from injuries and adjust to the league, and I think he's really hitting his stride. So at this point, I would call those two kind of even Steven, and yet look at their respective positions in their lineups. And I think that really tells you the difference, as you said. It's just echoing what you said about the Yankees and Twins.
All right, well, that's going to do it here from Yankee Stadium. Keep coming back to YesNetwork.com for all of your Yankees postseason needs. We're going to be on the field interviewing players. We're going to be all over the place covering this Yankees postseason from end to end. So we'll be back soon, and keep it locked here. When the world is on your shoulder, gotta straighten up your act and boogie down. If you can't hang with the feeling, then there ain't no room for you in this part of town.
dance, enjoy yourself. Groove, let the madness and the music get to you. Like it's so bad at all.
You live it off the wall.
Like